I know you're out of practice. So you're just coming back to the Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 12, and we're just tuning in here.
Yes.
We're a week off because somebody had to go take a three-week vacation and tour the Orient.
That's right.
With or Asia Minor or whatever they call all the islands over there. It's not China.
It's not. Yeah, so it's a Tuesday, July 26, 2016. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and Ray's right. I was out in the other side of the world. I was in Singapore, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Bangkok, Thailand.
Not to sound racist, but sticky rice. Ooh.
Sticky rice. Well, there was a point that I was a hot commodity there because, you know, I don't know. Not really.
Because you had American dollar bills on you?
Yes, probably yes. Everything's cheap, really cheap. Of course, Mike had a better chance because he's the exotic one. Oh my God, it's a white gringo. Mm-hmm. He enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed it a lot. We had a good time.
So, what interesting sights did y'all get to see that you've never seen?
Oh, before? Cambodia Siem Reap, where they have the temples and the palace in Bangkok. There's just so many.
He said Bangkok.
Yes, that's right. Cambodia. We went to the temple where Angelina Jolie filmed her Tomb Raider.
Oh, okay.
That was interesting. Okay. And then of course Bangkok. I got accosted by a prostitute, boy prostitute.
Well, how old was the boy? 12?
I don't know. He's probably in his 20s.
Oh, okay.
But then, you know, he grabbed my arm. We were in the gay district. We were in the gay red light district where people were drinking. We just passed by. And then there's this guy who grabbed my arm. And then,
$2, $2.
Maybe he thought I was straight.
$2, $2. Make you holla.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. We didn't do anything. But we did pass by the straight pipe. We also passed by. Mm-hmm. And then they were selling out those ping pong balls.
Ping pong ball. Ping pong.
Ping pong. Ping pong show.
Ping pong show.
Ping pong show. Ping pong show.
And Maynard said, let me show this bitch how it's done.
I'll show them a baseball show.
Oh, okay. Oh. The baseball show. There we go. It's a home run, ladies and gentlemen. It's out of the park.
That's right. It was interesting in Bangkok. But they say they rip you off, though. They say, hey, we have a ping pong show. Come to us. So you go in, you drink beer. Okay, the next show is there's a ping pong show. Then you come in, you keep drinking beer, you keep ordering. Oh, the next show is going to be the ping pong show.
Oh, no, it's kind of like the drag show. Oh, it's going to be starting in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
2 hours later. It's just going to be starting in a few minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. And then when you don't want to drink anymore, they kick you out. Mm-hmm. They rip you off really bad. So, anyway, I heard that any kind of show like that is a rip off. Usually, that's what I heard. So that was I just came back and then went to Maine for a while for a wedding, and then I'm back. I'm done. I'm really tired. I'm tired of traveling for now. So what have you been doing, Ray?
Sitting at home all by myself, doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And staying out of the excruciating heat we have here mm-hmm. in Texas.
Yeah, it's really hot. Well, it's really warmer in Asia, but here, I guess it's kind of...
It's really hot up in here.
It's really, okay.
Especially here in Houston this week.
Mm-hmm.
But I think most of the U.S. is baking right now, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everybody's having
true.
A record heat wave, so...
Yeah, that's true.
So it's just not me, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, so I'm...
Did you see any movies while you were on vacation,
man? No.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch any?
I saw Ghostbusters, the remake. Well, mm-hmm. it was a remake, but it really wasn't a remake. It was like they took the rough storyline of the original movie and changed it around and made it about chicks.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, and Chris Hemsworth walking around looking hot.
Oh, okay.
And that's pretty much the theory of it. I mean, it wasn't bad. I mean, after watching it, I was like, I wasn't like, oh my God, I can't wait for the next one to come out. It was more like, oh, okay.
Oh, really?
I mean, all the cast that was still alive made an appearance, I think, except for...
Harold Ramis.
Harold Ramis.
Yeah. He died already a couple of years ago. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I'll probably watch it tomorrow or sometime. I don't know yet when. Yeah. And then, of course,
the main one that came out Friday night, I went and saw Star Trek beyond.
Did you lick your fingers and start finger banging yourself because it was almost so orgasmic?
It was so orgasmic. All right, here's my thing. You know, in the episode that I did myself, that was very monotone and boring because you were not here, and I had all that stress and pressure on me. So it was like talking fast and being very monotone. We talked about Gay Sulu.
Oh yeah, okay. So what's wrong with Gay Sulu?
There was nothing wrong with Gay Sulu. I wasn't impressed with Gay Sulu's husband. I think he could have done better.
Brad? You don't like Brad? Oh, wait. Oh, Gay Sulu's husband in the movie.
In the movie. I was like, okay. It's sticky rice, but John Cho is at least like a 7-8, and the husband was maybe like a 4-5.
4-5? Shorter than me?
No, I'm talking about on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. So anyway, so I was like, okay, or he could have been, they could have married him to a bear, and that would have been a cute little joke.
Oh, that would have been so awesome.
But it was sticky rice, Asian on Asian, with a cute little daughter.
That is rare, actually.
I know.
That's rare.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised that they did that. But I guess because there is a lot of non-Asian roles in movies and stuff that they made him Asian to up the quota or something. I know, but it was very interesting. So, and it wasn't that big a deal to me. I'm like, if nobody had said anything and I'd watched it on the screen, I'd been like, oh, cool. Because it's very subtle.
But didn't the original Sulu, what's his name?
George Takei.
George Takei said that he really didn't want it to be.
He said that. He said that he taught that a long time ago. He talked to Gene Roddenberry about that, you know. Gene Roddenberry when he originally did the show.
Simon Pegg.
He talked to Gene Roddenberry originally, the original creator of Star Trek, when the first Star Trek, the original series was on, about pushing boundaries. And Gene's, and discussion he had with Gene was like, there's only so much we can do.
Oh, because they were doing race already.
Well, because they were already doing the whole race thing. And they said, you know, gay, if we did something gay, it'd be completely banned and we'd lose all following, which is probably true back then.
Back then.
Because that was the late 60s. So.
But watch now. If it happens now.
But see, now they've always hinted at it. And it's been very weird when they hint at it.
They always.
And like this one, it was just like, okay, here's Sulu's husband. Here's his daughter. They hug, kiss goodbye, and well, I don't even think they kiss. I think they hug. I can't remember. I don't remember seeing them kiss, but
there was no makeout. There was no
makeout. There was no big deal. There was no scene of them like having their little family life or anything like that. It was just like them seeing each other after being deployed for so long, and seeing the daughter and hugging, and then them walking off to the sunset. And then there's a scene at the end with them in it. So,
oh, okay. Well, it's okay to have that, and plus, you know, Kirk in the first Star Trek, Kirk having sex with
the green chick.
With the green chick.
And then the interracial kiss between him and Uhura, which got banned in most southern states. They didn't play it that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When that first aired, they did not get played in any southern state.
Wow. That is sad.
Because we can't have no interracial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, well, that was back then.
If all you interracial couples that are hating on gay marriage, screw you.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying right now Star Trek Beyond is something I should watch.
Yes, it is. It was.
3D?
I don't know. I mean, no. I liked it. We went into the RX or whatever it is. The souped up sound and video, which is super projector, I guess, the step down from IMAX. But it was pretty good. You can tell Jason Lenz hit this up because it's very fast-paced. It was very action-oriented. And you were like, okay, let's go. And you were with it. And like it started off a little slow because they had to get the storyline going. But once it got going, it was like, okay, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Oh, that's good.
So there's a couple things that – and I guess they're basing everything on that most people know the relationship between Spock, Kirk, and McCoy.
Yeah, they're friends.
And we're 3 years into their first mission – in the Enterprise, and that camaraderie's there. But there was some stuff they were doing. I was just like, okay, it's kind of like we missed some stuff, which on the TV show, we saw that, and you got to see those small scenes on that built up about the three of them's relationship all the time over the series.
Especially when Spock was having these, kind of, you know, friendship relationship with Kirk.
There was a good farewell to Leonard Nimoy.
Okay.
To his death. What really got me, I guess, first when, like, the first time that you saw Chekhov.
Oh, yeah.
Anton however you say his last name.
Yeah.
When he first showed up on the screen, because I was like, oh, my God, he's not here anymore.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, and they.
Who's going to reprise him?
Nobody, that hadn't been talked about. They said it was too soon to talk about something like that. But,
So, did he have a big role in the movie?
Well, I mean, he's Chekhov. I mean, he's piloted the ship the whole way through, so. But it was, you know, so he did that role. He was had about, you know, average screen time as most of the kind of secondary characters on the show. So, but, you know, it was good. And, of course, they'd filmed everything by the time he passed. So it was in that the so stay all the way through the movie so you can see the little tribute they do to him. But I think they'll probably do something in the next movie.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Since it was so, or maybe not, I don't know. It's because it happened so quick and everything, the movie was done, it was getting ready to be released. So it's not how much, you know, can you go redo in the movie. So, but there's a big send off to Leonard Nimoy in the movie. So,
okay. I was good to hear. I'll watch it.
Or let's put it Leonard Nimoy Spock.
Leonard Nimoy Spock.
Spock, yeah.
Okay. So. All right, let's move on because
okay, that's what, yeah, now. We got to gays.
We have so many to talk about.
Gay.
Okay.
Hey.
So let's go to the gay article since this show is the Gay, the Geek, and the Bizarre, okay. Where we talk about gay stories, gay, geek topics, and bizarre shit. Okay, so here's the gay. Should I go to gay, Ray?
I'll do the first article. You do the second article.
All right, go
how
ahead.
About that? Okay. How many condoms are being given to the Olympians in Brazil? The Olympics are the first and foremost about sports. Yes, table tennis counts. But for many of the athletes, the games are also one giant hookup opportunity. That's why organizers are supplying the Olympic Village in Rio with 450,000 condoms, which equals out to about 42 per athlete. So if there are 42 condoms per athlete, and it usually takes two to tango, so that would mean a possibility of 84 hookups in 17 days or almost 5 penetrations a day. Will they even have time to compete?
Yeah.
The number of condoms being distributed in Rio is high, even by Olympic standards. It's an effort by the international community to prevent the spread of Zika virus. I didn't realize Zika could be transmitted through sex, but okay.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, they proved that it can be transmitted through sex. Okay.
Well, it was proven from male to female over in male to male, but female to male, there was one incident.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Plus, they wanted to avoid running out like they did during the Athens Games back in 2004. Back then, Durex saved the day by donating 130,000 condoms to smooth the performance of the world's elite sports people in the arena and under the covers, the company said. So, apparently, there's going to be a lot of hooking up going on in the Olympic Village. So, all those hot-bodied people, just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Well, they can do that. I'm sure they
can. But I can imagine the amount of stress that's on them to perform.
Well, you know, it's not only the athletes. They're only be there for the locals. Because if they're from another country without Zika and go to a country which...
Well, no. These are just for the people participating in the Olympics. Yeah. These are not the attendees.
I understand that. I understand that. But these attendees are coming from a different country going to a country where there's a possibility of Zika.
Yeah, but still, 42 condoms for somebody in 17 days, that's a lot of fucking. I mean, that's five hookups a day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot for even the most professional seasoned power bottoms.
That's right. Okay. But thinking about that, of course, you're going to be there and try to hook up with people who are local, who have possibly...
I'd be hooking up with all the other hot fucking Olympiads.
Oh, really?
Screw the locals.
I'm
like, have you seen the American gymnastics team, male gymnastics team?
Oh, they're hotter than
the Russian gymnastics team, the Korean, the Japanese gymnastics team. Oh my God, it's like a smorgasbord up in there.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, okay, I'm going to take 5 Viagra. I'll see you when the games are done.
Or probably not run at all, especially if you're a track and field.
So.
And then I'm not going to run at all. I'm just going to go hook up.
So. But I'm sure there's also the fangirls and boys and everywhere down there that's all up like, ping, here it is, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wonder how Oh, dating apps would run over.
Well, I think the last time we talked, when we did 2004 Olympics on the Bear podcast, we talked about that, how Growler and Scruff and all them were blowing up during the games.
2014?
And 2004.
2012.
12.
2012 was the last
Olympics. When was the, it was the Winter Olympics, I think we talked about.
Oh, we looked at 2014.
Talked about it, about how popular they were and how the app was blowing up during the games and stuff. So.
Yeah. Must be nice to be an app developer. That then.
So what do y'all think? Do y'all think that the Olympic team can keep up with 5 penetrations a day?
And good
you
luck.
Say, at least 3 a day.
Yeah, good
and
luck to our athletes.
And an extra condom just in case one breaks. So,
mm-hmm. Maybe, what did they, same person in one day? Or same person in 3 hours? Okay, let's go to the next one, which I don't know how to go about this. Here's what it's like to have your sex tape leaked online. So this is an article from QWERTY. It's about a guy who's complaining about his videos being leaked online. So imagine.
Well, no, his videos wasn't leaked online. He was secretly videotaped having sex with somebody, and then the guy posted them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it wasn't like, I did a sex tape, and somebody got a hold to it, and it like leaked online. He was illegally videotaped, and that person posted it.
So I guess he has some legal recourse in that one.
Well, this.
But that's the problem, though, because.
It's out there now.
It's out. And he cannot, if he sues, fine. If he wins, it's.
Yeah. Well, they talk about it in the article, so.
It would be like the Streisand effect, because once you make a lawsuit because of that, then it even blows up even more. Because you talked about it, there's a case about it, and then, everybody's going to be more interested about watching the video.
Because I'd love to see his sex video.
I would
too. Because he was a cute little Asian boy.
Yeah. Okay, so imagine this. You wake up. Pour yourself some coffee and check your email and acquaintance. And it's not even someone you particularly like. And he has emailed a video link with the subject header, "Is this you?" Oh my God, this is really going to be freaky. So you click and it is you. And in a highly vulnerable position, probably with his legs up. Having sex with an acquaintance and it's not even someone you particularly liked. But maybe not that same person, right, who sent him the video. You can try to reach out to the tube site that the posted video, but with a simple search reveals people have already downloaded and uploaded it to other sites.
Once it's on Tumblr, it's gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So this scene is only 7 minutes, but it's 15 minutes of fame you never volunteered for. You're officially and unwittingly an internet thing. This is more or less what happened to Loki's Khan. He's got a video that we'll pick up. We'll post on geekbizarre.com. He's a gay man from Singapore who discusses what it's like having a video released online that shows you having sex.
Wait a minute. Wasn't you just in Singapore?
Yes, maybe I took a video of that. Maybe
then
I was
you
the
haven't
one
shared
talking.
It with me. You didn't send me the link.
Well, just download.
Or is
the
this
link.
Our other friend in Singapore?
Probably our other friend in Singapore. Speaking with Dear Straight People. Wow, he's a gay man posted in Dear Straight People. He talks about how the situation made him feel a total lack of control. The main reason why it affected me, the incident affected me so much is because this is not something I want people to see. I would feel the same way. Something that I don't want people to see. So sure, some of his Instagram pictures depict him in various states of undress, but those are images he chose to share with the world. Things that I post on Instagram are things that are within my control, are things I want people to see. And if he ever shows his crotch, then he puts a Pokemon in front of it. So I'm comfortable with people to look at.
What was his Instagram account?
I don't think he posted it. But these GIFs of me on Tumblr are not within my control. I did not give consent. I did not know it was there.
Okay, so here's the deal. He went out and hooked up. He was horny.
Yeah,
he hooked up with some guy.
That's normal.
That's normal. He just, I'm horny. I want to get my card punched. I go hook up with the guy. The guy secretly videotapes it and then releases it online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happened to him.
Okay, now here's what happened when I used to do stuff for a porn company.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
We would record people. They'd come in and do their scenes. They'd sign their contract saying, "Hey,
when."
Huh.
Before.
No, yeah, you had to sign all your legal life away before we do anything because we're going to waste our time on you.
Mm-hmm.
And they signed their contracts away, did this, did that. And it's like, okay, videotape. And then a couple weeks later, we'd get an email or a phone call from, hey, I really, really thought about this. Can y'all not post my video, not use that video? Well, no, you signed a legal document giving us permission to use that.
Mm-hmm. And what is?
And we had a couple that did that after they did it, because one was in the military. Mm-hmm. And he's like, man, if my superior see that, I could get in trouble. Well, you should have thought about that, because before they were recorded, we sat down and went through a whole long list. Do you understand what this might mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, we were very straightforward with this. Do you mean that this could be out there and everybody could see it 30 years from now? Your kids could watch this.
Mm-hmm.
That if you had your bosses could see this.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we had one guy that contacted us and says, hey, I'm a nurse. And I didn't realize that I signed a...
With
the hospital that he had, that he has a decency clause in his contract. And if the hospital found out he did porn, he could be fired on the spot because he broke his decency contract. And I'm like, well, maybe you should. And we were like, well, we won't release it right away. We'll shuffle it around so it's later on down the list of the videos that get released. But you signed a document saying we could do this.
Yeah. I mean, that binds it.
Yeah, that binds it. I mean, so here's the deal. Think about it. And here's my own personal response on this. Back when we first got camera phones and you could send dick pics to everybody, and everybody's like, oh, that was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Until somebody says, hey, I saw your pictures on Tumblr.
Wait a second. Are you speaking out of experience?
Out of experience.
So your dick
it's just that one thing. Like when you send that dick pic, it's out there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And there were several that I sent out being stupid at first with my face. It's full body shot.
Okay.
So
you have one?
There are out ones there? Out there.
Oh, my God.
One of our friends, I won't mention his name, Dave, when he sees it, he texts me about it.
Oh, okay.
So
he's our lookout.
So, but like their own bear photo stuff, it used to circulate. And every now and then I'll be watching, looking at pictures that scroll through and it'll pop up. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, oh, okay.
Okay, but so, you sent it to someone. So
I sent it to someone and then they posted it somewhere.
So what kind of advice would you give to people? Not put their pictures.
It's like all these kids sexting each other now.
But you know, if you watch videos right now, I admit I do watch some videos online, and they do they have sex and everything. And they usually, I have the camera, it's a really bad angle. Usually.
It was bad angles, but.
That they don't show the face. Bad angles that they don't show the face. It's really just.
But there are those people that do the full video so that shows everything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or it cuts out the top person and you can't see who they are, but you see who the bottom is. Because there are a lot of videos out there like that. You never see who the top is, but you see the full face of the bottom and everything like that. So, it's something to think about when you send those pics out. I mean, look how many elected officials have gotten in trouble because they're sending their dick pics out. Kids have been put in jail because they're sending pictures to minors.
And
they're only 18, 17, 18. They don't think that, oh, they're a minor. I'm a legal adult now and that's a minor. But oops, I sent a dick pic to a 16-year-old girl and I'm going to jail.
He's
going
to go to jail.
So
that's why you stick with people who are older.
Well, I just got to the point where everybody's like, hey, can I see your private pics? So I lock them and it's just regular pictures of me. It's not.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think the most undressed I have is one with me with my shirt off anymore. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, well, let me see your dick pics. I said, if you want to see my dick, you'll see it in person. And that's the only way you get to see it.
And then you FaceTime with them. And then.
No.
No, you don't. Not even FaceTime.
That FaceTiming, Skyping bullshit does nothing for me.
No, not at all.
I can like to be able to feel it, touch it, and taste it.
Taste it.
And penetrate it. But that whole online bullshit, jacking off and all that, that does nothing for me. I don't like watching jack off videos. It's just like.
Boring. I don't like jack off videos either.
It's just fucking boring. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I can do that myself.
So, yeah, exactly. I can do that myself.
Except it's if it's a really, really hot bear.
Yeah.
Then.
And every little Twinkie boy seems to post a jack off video anymore because they're like eating the internet up, falling through Tumblr. It's like, okay. It's like everybody's done it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think the younger generation, it's not that big of a stigma with it as it was with people in my generation.
Yeah. And so. Tumblr right now, it's...
Well, Tumblr's trying to clean itself up.
Because it's owned by Yahoo. And Yahoo is bought by Verizon. Verizon owns Yahoo now. So
I guess they're trying... But everybody's bitching about... And I noticed some of this porn people that I follow, their accounts got shut down.
Oh, really?
And I don't know if
I
don't know if that was because some of the stuff they had posted on there were questionable or what, so...
Well, probably if they, you know, if they do scat videos, maybe that's probably that's frowned upon. But if you're getting pounded, that's okay. There's a lot of that in Tumblr. Anyway, let's move on, Ray. So we have the geek. We have geek already or gay? We're still geek. Yeah, oh, geek. Okay. So the geek here is scientists create successful bio hybrid being using 3D printing and genetic engineering. Imagine, Ray, it's a replicator, like a Star Trek replicator, that they can create life. But this one, it's artificial. It's pretty much artificial intelligence that they create using 3D printers. So if you met this lab-created critter over your beach vacation, you'd swear you saw a baby Ray. Baby Ray.
Cute baby.
In fact, the tiny, flexible swimmer is the product of a team of diverse scientists. They have built the most successful artificial animal yet. This disruptive technology opens the door much wider for lifelike robots and artificial intelligence.
What about bionics or cyborg?
Well, cyborg? No. There's no flesh in this one. So, like most disruption, it started with a simple idea. Kit Kevin Parker, PhD, a Harvard professor researching how to build a human heart, saw his daughter entranced by watching stingrays at the New England Aquarium in Boston. Yeah, we were just there yesterday. We could have gone there to the aquarium. I could have seen those stingrays. So he wondered if he could engineer a muscle that would move, that could move in the same sinuous, undulating fashion. The quest for a material led to creating an artificial stingray, with a 3D printed rubber body at the School of Engineering and Applied Sciences at Harvard. Scientists from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, the University of Michigan, and Stanford University's Medical Center joined the team. So they enforced the soft rubber with a 3D printed gold skeleton, so thin it functions like a cartilage. Geneticists adapted rat heart cells so they could respond to light by contracting. Then they were grown in carefully arranged pattern on the rubber and around the gold skeleton. So yeah, I'll put the links on the website. And
you're gonna watch the video because that actually looks pretty cool.
It's pretty cool that, you know, people are already creating their own lifelike, you know, AI. So it's just a matter of time that this will be very smart, and you'll have your own pet. If imagine you have a Tamagotchi, you know, those keychains before, and these ones would be really alive, probably running around you like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Sure beats Pokemon. You know that Pokemon craze? We were in Asia when that all that happened. Of course, we couldn't participate in that because it's all in the U.S.
Did you see Nintendo stock reports the other day?
They went down. They plummeted.
They plummeted because it was announced that they really don't get any money off the Pokemon thing. They licensed it to another company.
Yeah, it's called Niantic Labs, the one who made Ingress.
Ingress, yeah.
Yeah, so I used to play Ingress.
So when they announced that, their stock, like, the Tokyo Stock Exchange stopped it.
Yeah.
Because it had dropped as much as they were going to let it drop, and they just shut any trading off for that day.
You know what would have been great when that happened? You bought stock, and then it went up, and then sold. That would be awesome.
Well, eventually it would probably go up because Nintendo will come out with something else.
No, it's too late because it was an idea by, like I said, Niantic Labs, and they just licensing only. It's not really their app. It's by this Google. I think Google made it.
Yeah.
And then it's one of Google's or ABC's companies, I think.
And there was something I saw an article about, the first guy that got all 148 Pokemons captured now.
Mm-hmm.
And he got some special award for being the first one to do it. There's an article on that too.
So what's going to happen now? You know what? We were walking around in Portsmouth, New Hampshire the other day. Was it yesterday? 2 days ago. We were just walking around, and I saw these these four teenagers just walking around on their phones and everything. And then, oh my God, they're doing Pokemon. I knew it when they
Welcome
went near.
Welcome to my life.
Oh my God.
With the boy.
You see into Pokemon a lot? I guess.
It's yes.
A lot. A whole lot.
I mean, it's like, can you slow down? Oh my God, oh my God, I missed it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because it's in the car. Yeah. It's really similar
but
to
it's, people also get in trouble for it. Like, there's an article, I think, it's posted on the Gay Geek Bazaar about these teenagers that were crossing the U.S. and Canadian border.
Oh, yeah,
searching
yeah.
for Pokemons, and there wasn't supposed to be. Kids get, people getting robbed and mugged while yeah. searching for Pokemons. Mm-hmm. There's the people on the radio were talking this morning down at Discovery Green in Houston.
Oh, really?
They close it down at 11 o'clock. You can't be out there. And they were walking around still trying to catch him, and the cop told him three times, y'all need to leave. And the third time he said, if you don't leave now, I'm arresting you. Because mm-hmm. I've told you the park closes at 11. You need to go.
Which they still want to get it out.
Because they were still walking around trying to catch Pokemons after 11 o'clock.
Ah! So. It's terrible. Okay, Rene, what's the... Oh, this is horrible.
I know. Welcome to this week's Bazaar. Poor little boy.
And his gun.
Man shoots off his own penis taking selfies with a gun. See, this is Darwinism. Mm-hmm. They might not teach it in schools anymore, but according to Darwin, stupid will work stupid out.
Yep.
So, this is from St. Louis, Missouri. A 20-year-old man is in stable condition Monday afternoon after the gun he was posting naked with accidentally discharged and shot off his penis. We've never had someone shoot off their own junk before, the police said in a statement. Although, there's a bunch of movies with that joke running through it where people stick guns down in their crotch. And that happens. Or they burn themselves. Mm-hmm. There's a man who shot off his foot. A middle schooler shot her guinea pig. And even a baby was to shoot both his parents, but never someone's own junk. I first posted with this badass look on my face, said the man in a falsetto voice. I thought the only thing girls like more than guns is men without shirts on. So I took my shirt off to stand out from the rest of the shirtless gun selfies. I decided to take my pants off because I read online that women like it when random guy sends in pictures of their dick. No, they
no.
don't.
No, not at all.
No, they don't.
That's even I don't like that when they do.
Yes, a lot of people say they unlock their private pics and just like, that's yeah. it. I'm like, no, I didn't want to see it. I didn't ask for it. Thank you. I was trying to thrust my hips around and do the helicopter. Like my penis is another gun, but then the gun shot off instead of the camera. Police dropped all endangerment charges in exchange for him not filing a complaint about them expressing relief he won't be able to reproduce.
Oh, my God.
So, apparently,
he pressed the wrong button. He pressed the trigger instead of the camera phone.
I don't know, but that's a dumbass. But we've talked about them being able to attach other penises now. So maybe this kid will be able to go get one of the penises.
Well, you have to be approved for that.
Well, maybe.
Because that was
because
of an accident.
But stupid people get approved for shit all the time.
I don't know about this guy. Well, for guns, it's easy to be approved. But with surgeries like this, it's
yes,
be
but
hard.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's always stupid people that shouldn't be approved for stuff gets approved for it.
That's right. There was one guy I remember who
it's like the severe alcoholics that are still drinking, but they get a liver or get a liver transplant.
Oh, really? Well, I don't know about that. I haven't heard of that. That happens a lot. I know a guy.
Or the people that's been given liver transplants that because of hepatitis, but yet they still go to piss parties and do the same exact same thing we're doing before, in which they contracted hepatitis.
Yeah, it's really sad. So anyway, I remember there was this guy who got who shot his butt, not that way, not. No, you know, not horizontal to the, not proper, not parallel to the ground to kill him, but it's downward through the muscle, through his buttocks, to his butt, really.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, so it made a hole all the way down. So if you look from above, you can see the hole. If you, he extends his butt a little bit and you can see a hole. So it's just people shooting themselves. It's just.
Guns are not playthings. And that's where the problem with gun control is. People think they're just toys, and they're not toys. People die.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, most people don't shoot themselves. They end up shooting somebody else.
Yeah, that's true. So. That's really sad. Anyway, so, okay. So that's our stories for the week. Sorry, guys. We've been away for a while because, you know, I was out. Well, Ray recorded. Episode 11, Ray recorded the show.
It was monotone. I'm so sorry, but I didn't have anybody to bounce off of. And everybody I asked to co-host with me, Chicken, out. They didn't want to do it because they're like, oh, I can't do it. And I'm like, we're not even on video anymore.
You guys know, right? You should really just, yeah, you should just sell it. I say, let's just talk. Let's just converse.
Well, I tried that. It did not work. Didn't work either. All right, let's wrap this up because you know what we got to go do?
You have to watch?
Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot. Okay,
that's right. I've been waiting for you to get back.
We'll have ice cream while we're watching that. Okay, so thank you for listening to us. And a special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. On facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. Okay, so if you want to contact us, send us emails at show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Email. Or call us and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Leave us a voicemail. We love playing it on the show.
Yes. You haven't played anyone yet.
I know, because nobody calls.
Nobody calls. Maybe you could
It's call. Like sitting by my phone on a Friday night waiting for somebody to call for a date. Never mm-hmm. happens.
That's right. So follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And also, we are on SoundCloud, Google Play, and also we are now in iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can stream. Stitcher Radio is one of the top two, I think, podcast players right now. So now you can search us on Stitcher Radio and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you for listening, everyone. Bye.